This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Tomorrow is Wear It Purple Day, a special day for raising awareness of LGBTQI+ issues and giving visibility to young people within the LGBT spectrum, especially in schools and the workforce. The annual event has been going on for 9 years, and this year is bigger than ever, with multiple large companies and organizations wearing purple to show their support. The Informer spoke to the director of Wear It Purple, Gemma Saunders, to learn more about the occasion.
So Wear It Purple started back in 2010, so it's been going for about 9 years here in Australia. It actually started a group of high school students, actually started a bit of a movement called Wear It Purple Day in response to a number of stories around their world and in the news and media, locally and globally, around young LGBTIQ plus kids who were experiencing extreme bullying and in some cases actually taking their own lives as a result of that bullying. So really the idea behind it was these students who some identified as part of the community and others were allies, and they said, look, this is not okay and we really want to do something to show young people that we support them and that we see them and that they have the right to be proud of who they are. And so this idea of using the colour purple to have a day of celebration, acceptance, inclusion, and to be really visible around that was born. And 9 years on, how have we grown? Well, this is set to be the largest Wear It Purple Day in the 9 years in terms of the volume of school packs that we've sent out to schools across Australia for free. It's one of our primary projects that we put back into the community is that we send school packs out which contain wristbands, stickers, posters, etc. to schools who are interested in putting on events. It really empowers them to make an event their own in their school but doesn't present a financial barrier for them to have to fund a project in their school. So record number of school packs being sent out, record number of corporates getting involved. I mean, we talk about young people up to the age of 25. Those first few years in the workplace are really important. And so we really do see this as something that spans from schools through to universities and workplaces and the broader community. So it's definitely growing.
I want to know, why was purple picked? Is it because it stands out, much like the LGBT people it's supposed to represent?
So there's a couple of comments that have been made around why the colour purple and why it was decided. Internationally, there is a day called Spirit Day. It's, I know in the USA they celebrate it quite a lot and they use the colour purple. Purple, the meaning of the colour purple within the rainbow is actually spirit. And I guess that summarises what we're trying to do with Wear It Purple Day, is that we're trying to get behind the spirit of inclusion and the spirit of support and show young people that we see them and that we include them and we really support them in thriving throughout their life. And so that's one of the reasons, is the idea of spirit, and that's what it represents within the rainbow flag. And the other factor is really that purple is historically quite a regal colour. It's kind of associated with royalty and has quite a high status in terms of a colour going back historically, and it has a big sense of pride in that colour purple. And so that's why that's another reason that we use the colour purple, is to reinstill that sense of pride. It's also a great colour. And as you pointed out, it really does stand out quite nicely, so that helps.
If listeners want to support Wear It Purple Day, how should they do it?
Correct. Well, the first thing that we'd love you to do, we'd invite you to do, is to wear purple, any shade of purple that that makes you stand up and stand out in a way that makes you feel comfortable. Please do that on Friday the 30th of August. You can donate to either Wear It Purple as a registered charity or a number of the magnificent youth-led organisations, Minus 18, 2010, amongst others, and show your support by funding youth-led projects in the future. We truly believe that young people can change the world, and that's why they really are at the heart of what we do.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.